A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Rosh Hashanah, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Rosh Hashanah 2a. Pagination is theoretically page 3. We have the privilege of starting a new Masechta. The Mishnah begins. Arba Rosh Hashanim Heim. There are 4 new years on the Jewish calendar. Depending on what topic we're referring to, there's a different time, a different season, which is considered the new year. The Mishnah tells us, Be'echad ben Nisan, on the first of the month of Nisan, Rosh Hashanah le'malachim, it's the Rosh Hashanah for kings, which the Gemara will explain, and that will be the focus that we will take today. In documents, they would write to whatever year, to King so-and-so. When does the new year begin? So one would think, perhaps, that it depends on the year of coronation of the king. The time of the year of the coronation of the king, whatever date it was, the anniversary of the coronation. That's not how it works. The way it works is that Nisan is the beginning of the cycle of the annual count. And whenever his coronation was, is going to start his first year. But when the first of Nisan comes, it automatically changes years. And therefore, if he was coronated, for example, in Shvat or Adar, it would already count as a year. And once Nisan begins, he's in his second year, and that's how they would write it up in the documents. It was necessary for the documents to be accurate, because based on the date of the document, they were going to be able to verify all kinds of things, including whether there was a lien on a property. If the date on the document indicates that a loan was given while the man still owned a certain property, and that other property was only sold after the loan was given, so then there would be a lien on that property, at least in many cases, and we needed to know if in fact the loan preceded the sale or not. That's l'malachim for kings, and the counting of their years in the position. V'l'regalim, and to the holidays, because we have a rule of Baal Ta'acher, that if a person vows to bring a korban, he has a certain amount of time, 3 regalim, 3 of the holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, to bring it, but those 3 holidays have to occur in order in order to be in violation, so that if he made the vow after Pesach, he's going to get Shavuos Sukkos, Pesach Shavuos Sukkos, before he's going to be in violation. He has to have the cycle of the holidays, but they have to be in order. And the order begins with the month of Nisan. That is the first Rosh Hashanah, if you want to know, on your calendar, the new years. The first of Nisan is one of your new years. The Mishnah continues and tells us, Be'echad be'elul Rosh Hashanah l'maisa behema. On the first of Elul is Rosh Hashanah to tithing the animals. Animals that are born have to be tithed, 1 for every 10, 1 out of every 10, Meiser. Nowadays, we sidestep this halacha for a variety of reasons, but the way it's sidestepped typically is by having a non-Jew as a partner in the animals. But that tithing is going to be based on the first of Elul. And the significance of that is that you're not allowed to tithe animals born in 1 year through animals born in a different year. Shana b'shana, the pasuk says, it's done annually, year by year, and by animals as well as by produce. You have to be giving tithe of that year's produce on that year. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim be'echad b'tishrei. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon say that the tithing for animals is not the first of Elul, but rather the first of Tishrei, and that's the cutoff. The Mishnah continues with the next new year. Be'echad b'tishrei, on the first of Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah l'shanim, it's Rosh Hashanah for years, which is something that we will explain in more detail in the Gemara, most notably that it's the Yom HaDin, the Day of Judgment. V'la Shemitin v'la Yovlos, l'natia v'la Yerakos, regarding the way we count years for produce, for something, for example, like Shemitah, when you're allowed to still plow the ground, when are we going to tithe the vegetables, on what year, how does the cutoff work? So that's based on the first of Tishrei. And finally, the Mishnah tells us, Be'echad b'Shvat, on the first of Shvat, Rosh Hashanah le'ilan k'divrei Beishamai. Beishamai holds that's the cutoff for Maiser regarding trees. Trees are in Shvat. Beis Hillel omrim b'chamisha asar, Beis Hillel holds that it's the 15th of the month of Shvat, and that's how we hold. We always talk about Tu B'Shvat, which stands for Tes Vav B'Shvat, the 15th of Shvat. I can't resist a joke of my youth. What is the day called that comes after Tu B'Shvat? And the answer, of course, is not 3 B'Shvat comes after Tu B'Shvat, but rather Tes Zayin B'Shvat, the 16th of Shvat, would come after Tu B'Shvat. Tu, in that language that we talk about the holiday, Tu B'Shvat, is referring to the way we write the number in Hebrew letters using Gematria. Now, we look back at this Mishnah, and we were told that there are four new years. On the first line of the Mishnah, we had Echad ben Nisan. On the second line of the Mishnah, we had Echad ben Elul. On the fourth line of the Mishnah, we had Echad ben Tishrei. And at the end of the Mishnah, we had either Echad ben Shvat or Chamisha Asar ben Shvat, Tu ben Shvat, as we mentioned. Looking at the Mishnah, at first glance, you indeed find four new years. The challenge becomes, on the third line of the Mishnah, that Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon said the first of Tishrei is the proper time of New Year for tithing animals, and that same date, Echad B'Tishrei, on your calendar, is the next New Year. Echad b'Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, L'shanim, L'shmitim, L'yavlos, L'ntil, L'yirakos. That's the one that was listed off as the third of the new years. So according to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, there really are only three new years on the Jewish calendar, because Echad b'Tishrei is the same as Echad b'Tishrei that's mentioned next. What we find here is that the Rambam indeed paskins like Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, that Echad b'Tishrei is the Maaser Behema New Year, which means we only have three Rosh Hashanah. Nevertheless, the Mishnah, and the way it's known, is four Rosh Hashanah. It's a fascinating example of validating, at least for scholarship purposes, the dissenting opinion. We don't simply do away with this dissenting opinion. It's there, it's studied, even if we don't paskin like it. Let's drop down in the Gemara to five lines up. Tanu Rabbanan, we learnt, how does this concept of New Year for kings work? Melech Sha'amad Be'esrim V'tisha Ba'adar, a king that was coronated on the 29th day of Adar, the last day of the year as we're counting it. Kevin Shigia Echad B'Nissan, when the next day comes, the first of Nissan, also Lo Shana, it's considered a year. And he would now be in his second year of rulership. Vimlo Omar Ela Be'echad B'Nissan, if he doesn't become king until the first of Nisan, Ein Monim Lo Shana Ad Shigia Nisan Acher, he only gets a new year when the new Nisan comes in. Let's turn over the page, and I'd like to share with you a fascinating application of how this actually would take place, that it is possible that they would be counting either a year to the old king or a year to the new king, and they could at their discretion count either way in a document, and the people would have to know what, let's say, the fifth year of one king is equal to the first year of a different king, and that's the way the documents would be written. Take a look at Amud Beis, dropping down about seven lines. The first words on the line are Lazeh Vilazeh, and then we begin. Meis bin Nisan, if the earlier king died in the month of Nisan, Va'amar Acher Tachtov, and a different king took his place, Ben Nisan, in the month of Nisan. Monim Shana Lazeh, Vilazeh. You could count a year to him or to him. You had a choice. Take a look down another five lines. The first words on the line are Maninon, Kamash Malon, and then we begin. The Gemara explains what we just learned. Meis Ben Nisan Va'amar Acher Tachtov Ben Nisan, Monim Shana Lazeh, Vilazeh. You count for each one. Pshita, that's obvious. Mahu detema, but I would have thought, ki amrinon yom echad b'shana chashav shana b'sof shana. You only count a year to each of them if he's dying at the end of the year. Avo b'techila shana, but in the beginning of a year, lo amrinon, I would think you don't say such a thing, that you could actually continue the year mentioning the deceased king, because it's his year of monarchy, even though a new king is in place. Kamash Malan, you could actually do that. And we find this theme that I mentioned a moment ago, even the dissenting opinion, the deceased king in this case, is still recognized. We don't have that a new monarchy takes over and wipes away the past, wipes away the dissenting opinion. Instead, we have a realization that the other opinion, or the previous king, contributes to the whole of life and the whole of the Torah experience. This is an attribute that is mentioned particularly to credit the Beis Medrash, Beis Hillel, that they would say the opinions of Beis Shammai, the dissenting opinion, they would record them meticulously, and they would mention them when they presented their own. They would say, but you should know, this is what Beis Shammai hold, and this is what we hold. There's an awareness that we don't simply do away with the dissenting opinion. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.